Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast, super simple.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code helixpartner20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is helixpartner20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you. So I hear you got yourself into a sticky situation. Well, I know of these two guys who can solve the complication. They could drink in a beer here to give you advice. Better yet, it doesn't even come at a price. Now I know what you'll think, I've done some pretty bad stuff. But have you had a hand job on the back of a bus? See, you can't be worse than that. So send in your questions and these two coy Jews will give you their suggestions. They're hashtag dope, so I'll tell you what I do. I'll stick around and listen to If I Were You.
Da-da.
Was that a Haim song?
Technically, it was a cover.
Wow.
It was not a Haim song.
I loved that.
That was Sam Gibbs who wrote it. Let me just give him a quick shout out, then I'll introduce you. Okay. SoundCloud.com/Sam Gibbs Music Portfolio.
Sick.
How's that for a catchy name?
Very nice.
Super catchy. I was super into that.
Alana Haim, correct?
In the building.
That's you.
Yep, that's me.
Musician? Rock star?
Maybe.
Actress?
No, definitely not that.
What would you say you are? What's your occupation on Facebook?
I don't have a Facebook. I'm one of those cool people.
What's your profession on your tax return?
I guess musician.
It literally says, I guess musician.
Yeah.
She doesn't know.
I don't know.
Here's a music question for you based on that song.
Okay.
Did you like it?
Did you think it was a good one?
What was his name?
Sam Gibbs.
I fuck with Sam Gibbs.
Okay.
I'm down with Sam Gibbs.
She actually goes to his SoundCloud page a lot.
I just bookmarked his SoundCloud page.
SoundCloud.com/Sam Gibbs Portfolio. No, Sam Gibbs Music Portfolio.
Damn it.
Was Sam Gibbs taken and Sam Gibbs Music was taken?
You had to go to the fourth level of categorization portfolio. My music question was, I could hear this guy's accent when he was singing.
Yeah.
But usually you cannot. Is that true or am I just making that up? Like, do you know British musicians?
Yeah, I do.
And when they talk, they sound like they have an accent. And then when they sing, you can't quite hear that accent. True or false?
It kind of depends on the person.
So you can hear accents in songs? Like the Beatles, you can hear that it was a...
Sometimes, with specific words.
An octopus's garden.
Yeah, like garden. He said like garden. He says garden.
But then like One Direction is, you don't know you're beautiful. Like, and that just pretty much sounds like angels singing, and they are not necessarily from...
For they are angels.
Yeah, but they are angelic.
Who just left their group?
Zayn.
Oh my God.
He was the moody one.
Yeah, he was the moody one.
He was so moody he left.
Yeah.
That's how moody
he was. I guess we all saw it coming.
Well, I wish him well in his new endeavors.
So this is an advice podcast. I don't know if you've ever heard it before. Probably not, right?
No, I've heard of it.
Okay, so it's called If I Were
Liar.
You.
No, I actually have. I'm I'm keeping my fangirl status
all right, good.
To an all-time low right now. I'm a fangirl.
You're acting very cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So people will email us and they're like, they have questions about what they should do in their lives, whether it be about relationships or school or whatever. And then Jake and I advise them out of their sticky situation. And sometimes we have a guest.
Ooh, and that's me today.
Today we have you. One.
Oh my gosh, I feel so honored.
We hit you over the head on the street, drag you into our new home, and now you're sitting in front of a microphone.
This is our first podcast that we're recording in our new house.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
No one can see that you guys are literally holding a gun to
your
my head.
Head
right now.
Yeah.
And I have to,
that's the beauty
of
podcasts.
You told me to be funny. You told me to be funny and witty on your podcast.
In that order, I said.
And we said, no matter what happens, we will execute you afterwards. So it's going to be really hard.
It's going to end with
it's
a gunshot.
It's going to be a fun night for me.
How do you like this new place, Jake?
I think it's fine.
Yeah?
I don't think it's... I don't think it's the modern house of our dreams that we deserve.
No.
I love this house.
You like?
I'm a fangirl of this house also.
See.
Now tell me why you like this house.
And
I don't know. It kind of reminds me of like old Hollywood, like some like starlet lived here back in the day or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it is like a 20s.
That's why I don't like it.
Really? Maybe I'm a girl. So like I romanticize
the 30s.
Yeah, I want
the
like
30s.
I want some like, I want like, I don't know what style of house it is, but it's like mid-century modern that looks like an architect.
Believe
built
me,
it
I love a good
experiment.
Mid-century modern house, but I think this house is very beautiful.
It's got
also.
A lot of charm.
It does have charm.
I want a house with no charm at all.
You want just like brand new, like off the presses.
Yeah, just like enormous glass doors and an infinity pool. I want a house that costs way more money than I have.
That's
yeah.
sick.
You want a house you can't afford, and that's the house you think you deserve.
Yeah.
You think you deserve
it's a house.
A house
I can't afford, but it's the house I deserve right now.
How does that make sense? How is that good?
Do you like this house?
I like it. It's comfortable. I like carpets, though. You don't like carpets.
I think carpets are fine. I think we have maybe a little too many carpets because there are wall-to-wall shag carpets in the bathrooms.
That is
so those are two
choice.
Carpets I could do without.
Well, that's a choice. That was a choice somebody made.
I don't mind carpets in the bedroom, though. Like, it's nice to step out of bed onto
you
a nice
you don't mind
floor.
Carpets in the bedroom?
Oh, nice.
Shit. Shoot me.
I deserve it.
Shoot me.
Eat me. All right. You want to try answering some
I will
some
say
of these
it's
questions?
Comfortable in the room that I have.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Because would you care to describe which room of the house that I occupy?
You have a nice room. You have a king size bed. You do not have an ensuite.
I do have an ensuite.
You do not have an ensuite.
It's an ensuite.
It's a Jack and Jill ensuite. Me and Jake share a bathroom.
And how many closets do you have in your bedroom?
I have one. I have a walk-in closet.
And I have two walk-in closets.
And we
therefore
share.
I have the master. Therefore I am the master. And therefore, you will call me master.
We couldn't decide who got the master bedroom. So the way I said would be fair is let's just start bidding on how much you're willing to pay the other roommates for it.
Whoa.
So
apparently.
We started the bidding at $100, where the master would pay the two others, their subordinates, $100 uh-huh. each. And Jake bid up to $150.
Wow. You are really not saving any money for the house you deserve.
The master doesn't care.
Well, you did bid $200 and then you started regretting it.
And then you started crying.
You retracted your bid. You said no master is worth paying. You thought it was $400, but it turns out it was $600 more because you were paying $200 to two different people.
I still don't understand how that math works.
Because you were like, you were an additional $400 and then we were like negative $200.
Right. But I just like, I can't wrap my head around it because I only like, I didn't pay an extra $600.
Yeah.
I
you
just
paid
$400. $300.
Right. Well, I'm saying if you had paid $200 each, that's like you're paying $400 extra and me and Marty were paying $200 less.
Right, right.
I feel like this podcast already needs a lot of editing.
That's the thing. It doesn't.
You guys are going through some issues right now. Do you guys need me to guide you through it? Like, do you want to put this problem
this
into an email
half,
and I'll answer your problem?
It's half a therapy session for us.
Yeah. We like to talk through our mistakes.
Okay.
Not that this was a mistake.
It wasn't a mistake. There's everything right about me being in the master.
Wow.
And you don't mind paying an extra $450 a month for a room that's relatively as good as the one that I'm in.
Yeah, it's so relatively good that you offered to pay $100 for each room.
Yeah,
to each roommate.
I thought that was an appropriate proportion of how much more the master was worth.
I needed another $50 each on top of that
per person.
So it's another $100.
That's right.
This is the craziest argument I've ever seen. We could have completely had this discussion.
We're actually out of time.
We do have this discussion. We've had this discussion a thousand times.
Before, after, and during. Luckily, we're leaving at the end of this month, so there will be yet another debate, yet another master.
Yes.
Which brings us to the
I'm going to be the master next month.
That'll solve all of our problems. Yeah. You won't have to worry about me or
if anybody out there has a line into HGTV, Amir had an idea for a TV show called The Master.
Yeah, three people have a competition for the best bedroom.
It's sort of like House Hunters, except the...
Wait, why are you saying this on the podcast? This idea is gold.
Yeah, we're giving
some
gold away.
Some person listening to this podcast is going to be like, zoink.
This is my master idea now.
You lose.
We really should. We really should pitch The Master.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can get the house you deserve. That joke never gets old.
At that point, if you can afford it, it's not a house you deserve anymore.
Yeah, then you need to dream bigger. Yeah.
I don't want to have earned it.
That means I don't deserve it. All right, here we go. Question the first. Alana, are we going to give these real emails, fake names to preserve these people's anonymity? Okay. We want to out them. So do you have a fake name to give this guy?
To give a guy?
Mm-hmm. I'll help you. I'll give you some context. He has a twin brother. It helps you color that character a little bit more.
My dad's a twin. Are they identical?
They are identical.
I don't want to give this person my dad's name. That's creepy.
Give him your uncle's
name. My uncle's name?
No. It can be anything.
Should I give... I don't want like my baby name, my secret baby name that I know I'm going to name my son. That's just...
Wow. Yeah, I want to know that. Tell me and then we'll edit it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I might not bleep it out. Do you really not want to give away your baby's name?
No, I can. I don't really care. I want my first son's name to be Zully with a Z.
Zully?
Uh-huh. Zully.
Why Zully?
I don't know. My friend's brother had that name and I always thought he was like the coolest person ever. And I was like, that's a pretty cool name. And I want
Zully
like,
Hurwitz.
I want my kid to grow up to be like the hot kid in class because I was like the exact opposite of the hot kid in class. So I just hope that
you were the ugly kid in class.
Isn't that great? Like you can name your kid a hot name and he'll turn out to be hot.
Yeah. If you name
your kid Zully, he'll grow into a Zully.
I really feel like he'll grow into like a leather jacket wearing like toothpick in mouth.
Yeah, you really do glamorize the 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
The coolest thing you could do is have a toothpick and a leather jacket. Yeah.
Imagine a curl that's like greasy.
Oh yeah, that's more
I
like
50s. I basically just want my son to be Danny Zuko.
Another Z name.
Zully Zuko. If there's a Zuko out there that wants to marry me, Lego.
Zully Zuko Haim. Yeah. You have to keep your last name, right? Because that's the name of the band.
I think I'm going to do a hyphen.
Oh.
Those are Haim quite Zuko. Popular these days.
You're going to give the kid the hyphen?
Like, my kid would be like, Zully Haim hyphened.
Oh, your Haim goes first.
And then, yeah, Haim always goes first. I love my last name.
That's the name of your next album.
Haim comes first, always.
Zully Zuko writes.
Okay, Zully Zuko.
Zully Zuko writes, I'll get right to the point. My twin brother's girlfriend is a stone cold bitch.
Ooh.
She's a first year university student and my bro is a senior in high school. This bitch is insane. To start, she's lazy. To start, she's lazy. I don't mean I want to watch Netflix all day lazy, but rather I refuse to do literally anything that requires energy lazy. My parents invited her to our family cabin and flew her out with our own dime. When she got there, she spent the entire week inside because, quote, wind made her tired. She refuses to drive her own car and likes to take out my family car so she can, quote, save on gas. One time she took the front seat of the car from my elderly grandmother because she, quote, gets car sick. However, she spent the whole time in the car looking back at my brother and playing games on her phone. My brother is the family photographer, and on another trip she was invited and she forced him to take as many pictures of her as he could. That resulted in about 5 photos of the family from the vacation and 300 photos of her. On the same vacation, she took all the sunscreen and hid it in her room so that only she could use it to, quote, keep her skin safe, leaving the rest of my family exposed to harsh UV rays. She also got him to take sexy photos of her like this one. and no. post them on social media.
Did he send you a photo?
There is an Instagram link.
Whoa.
Both my parents and grandparents
have... It was hot, too. I looked at it.
Both my parents and grandparents have Instagram and were shocked to see this chick in a goddamn G-string when they opened up their Instagram. Oh. This is just the tip of the bitchberg. I understand that my brother is also at fault for a few of these things, but she's got him by the balls. I don't know how to approach this topic around him. So, if you were me, how would you approach a situation when your sibling's significant other is dragging them down? Thanks. Love you guys. Zully Zuko.
Yeah. First off,
yeah,
I'm about to say, doesn't matter how ugly this girl's soul is, you cannot call someone a bitch.
Really?
Let's drop the bitch word, y'all.
What about you?
You're anti-bitch?
I am anti-calling girls bitches.
What would you call this girl?
I would call her a very special person.
What's a negative way to call her?
A negative word? I don't know. Just like a mean girl? She seems
Can
just like a
mean...
Can
you call her an asshole?
Yeah, I think you call her an asshole. Just a bitch is such an ugly word for a woman.
What about girl on girl? Can you call someone a bitch?
Would you? I don't. I know people do, but I just get frustrated.
So you don't use that word at all?
No, I don't like using that
word. What about the C word?
C word is worse.
So B word, no.
I don't even say the C word out loud. That's why it's called the C word.
What about the D word?
I don't even know what the D word
Me
is.
Me neither. But it's that bad.
Wow, future. See,
what about if I called Amir a bitch?
I don't know. I feel like it's like person to person. Personally, I don't like it. I think it's like a men like male to female vibe. Like a male should never call a girl a bitch, right? Ever. That's very disrespectful.
Like, I guess I don't know very much about how the word makes people feel,
right?
But oftentimes for me, like, the emotion behind, like, if I were to call a girl a bitch, it would be like filled with like hate and vitriol, and that's awful. Like, this girl's a fucking bitch, like, that's crazy. But if I called Amir a bitch, it's like kind of silly,
right? I think it's just used in the word of describing someone like as a bitch. That's very hurtful as a woman.
Okay.
So Zully.
That's a good
strike.
Tip. That
so
Jake
to
and
start,
I,
he to shouldn't start, call her a bitch.
He should call her What's a mean girl or
a meanie,
an asshole.
An asshole. She should call her
but
an asshole.
Hearing this question, it seems like some of the stuff she does is like pretty annoying.
It is super annoying.
And then some of the other stuff, though, is just like him, the sunscreen thing, for instance. She hid it in her room.
I don't believe that she hid. Like,
how
she like
he's like
crept...
quoting her. Like,
first
like,
of all, how much sunscreen do they have? Do they have like a vat, like a Costco size? Like, she took all the sunscreen. We
got all the sunscreen
bottle
for the family. Leave it in the family room so the UV rays don't hurt us. And she says no.
Like, I shall
like
take
it's the end
sunscreen
of the world, and that's like the food supply. She wants it just for herself.
She was drinking it like coconut.
She milk. Also yeah. is always quote something.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
she can quote save. Money on gas, so she can quote.
No, she definitely. One thing that really, you know, made me sad was she took Gam Gam's seat.
Yeah,
can't take Gam Gam's seat.
Yeah, you got to.
Gam Gam is old and deserves the seat in the front.
And yet,
no matter what, believe me, I get car seat. But when my Gam Gam is coming into town,
you got to take one for the team.
Age before beauty.
Gam Gam, age before Alana. I don't know about beauty. But Gam Gam always gets the front seat. That was really bad. What were the other ones? I didn't see the Instagram.
Oh, you didn't see the photo? So she no. made him take a picture of her and post it to his Instagram.
It's funny, though, that the brother's like, she made him take this photo and post it to his Instagram.
Oh, wait, it's on like, his Instagram?
Yeah, that's 100% his choice.
Yeah. Wow.
What do you see, Alana, when you see this? Can
I
you describe
see,
it?
I see a jean jacket and some white lacy panties.
Yeah, a girl.
And a butt shot.
A booty.
TBCH, and that is to be completely honest to all you who don't know that. Yeah. I honestly think he posted that on his Instagram to like, show people like yeah. who he's shipping. Like, I don't think that was, he was like, and then she made him post yeah. this sexy photo on his Instagram. He definitely was like, yo, look who I'm shipping right now.
What is that word?
Shipping.
Shipping?
Shipping.
Shipping?
Alana speaks fluent Yiddish.
I don't speak fluent Yiddish.
You're such a mensch. You're an ubermensch for that.
No, I just hate the word fucking. I think it's so gross and not cute.
It's
and
a lot of...
You don't like swear words. You don't like fucking, bitch. You don't like bitch.
I don't.
You don't like cunt.
I mean, at this point,
the
what can we even
say? The C word, Jake. Don't say it out loud. That's why we call it the C word.
My mother would be horrified. Mommy, if you're listening, Amir said cunt. I didn't say it.
That's the best part. No, I didn't say it.
I want this to catch on because I think shtipping is such a funny word to describe.
I like
sex.
Shtipping.
So this you is shtip the girl. Someone. I want to shtip her. I want to shtip him. Shtipping or shtipping. It's a great.
We have shtipped.
Right.
It's
shtipped.
Good conjugation.
Well, this guy's question is how do you broach this subject? And I would submit that you don't. That you can't.
Really?
I don't. If my brother was dating somebody I really hated,
you would tell him.
No, because when you tell somebody that, all it does is fortify the relationship against you. Because like, think about, you feel so bonded with someone when you're like, "Hey, baby, it's us against the world. Nobody likes us, but I'm gonna pull you in closer because we don't need them." You know.
But I think that if you really like, if a sibling is dating someone that you don't like, and you really like, and it's getting so serious that you feel like maybe marriage is on the table or it's, you know, taking the next level. Like, personally, I don't think I could, like, stand by and not tell my sibling, like, please go for it. Because I put my siblings on such a pedestal. I think my sisters are, like, the greatest women of all time.
Have you ever hated somebody that they were dating?
Yes and no. But, like, the thing is, like, no one has ever come so close where, like, I feel like I really do need to step in. But I know that, like... I know who my sisters, like, what kind of man my sisters deserve. And if I feel like a guy is not treating them the way that they should be treated, like, hell fucking yes, I'm stepping in and being like, yeah, no, this guy is not the shit.
Yeah.
See, I do swear. Just in the appropriate ways.
Yeah, you don't waste it.
I don't waste it.
I feel like you would tell your brother if he was dating a meanie.
I guess.
A femhole.
I don't think my brother would find himself dating somebody who, like, really, 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 truly sucked.
It is weird how, like, some good people just fall for terrible. Like, attraction is such a weird thing like that. Where,
but
like,
I think I've
you
been
know
there
good
where,
guys
like,
that have been with awful people just because sex feels good, and that's like the main reason. And then you're like, oh, this is good, so let's just ignore everything else that's bad.
Right. But then. How often, like, have you ever gotten out of a relationship and then your friends are like, oh, thank God, we all hated that girl?
No.
Me either.
I definitely was in that situation.
You were? Sure. And then you're like, why didn't you say anything when we were together?
Like,
but you can't be convinced when you're with that person.
But I think
you're blind.
It is true. But I think with Zully, I think what he should do is, we don't know if his brother has ever asked, like, oh, do you have a problem with his chica, like,
yeah,
that's when you can be like, actually was kind of bummed when she took Gam Gam's seat.
You know what you do, and this is, I'm with you, here's what you do instead of saying like, fuck your girlfriend, she took Gam Gam's seat.
Yeah,
that's fucked up, don't you think? Then, like, you're the animal in your body is to defend her, right? It's to be like, no, fuck you, it's fine, she gets car sick, Gam Gam didn't mind being in the back seat,
right?
But what if I said, how did you feel when she took Gam Gam's seat?
Right.
Then I'm just asking, like, what do you think about
That's
that?
That's a good vibe.
And then, of course, nobody wants Gam Gam's seat to get fucked with. That's her seat.
And I'm also,
Gam Gam gets shotgun.
Gam Gam always gets shotgun. And I'm also a true believer in people need to, like, see through journeys.
Oh, like they have to learn it themselves.
They have to make the decision themselves. Like, yes, a million people can say, like, I don't like your girlfriend, and they'll be like, fuck you, she's my girlfriend. But then when they realize it, then it's officially over.
So that's what you want. You want to inception him to be
to think about it himself.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody will break up with a girl just because their friends don't like her.
Right.
But it can plant seeds of doubt.
You can, in a friendly way, point out all of this girl's shortcomings. Like, look through the camera. Wow. Only a couple pictures of the family on this vacation.
He does
and
have a very
sunburned.
Large list. Yeah, he has a very large list of things this girl
has
done.
Some of the grievances are major
are
and some are
intense.
Very petty.
So, the old, if I were you, what would you do if you were him? You would what?
I would very calmly ask, just like keep on asking his opinion on this girl until he, because he, everyone that's in this type of situation knows deep down in their heart that
right.
that this girl sucks or that the relationship is bad. So you just have to be really patient and let that like surface. And then when it finally does, you embrace your brother and you say, you're right. I think you came to the right decision.
Right. And then the second that they break up, you need to like make sure your brother is preoccupied with a bunch of shit.
In a good way or a bad way?
Also, if they're identical twins, he could break up with her.
Wait a minute.
If I were you.
So this is what you do. You get into a dim setting, something where it's sort of you can't really tell who's who. But if they're identical twins, it shouldn't matter. If they're truly identical.
Blindfold her.
Then you break the news to her. She has to believe that it's the other twin. What's right. Zully Zuko's twin's brother's name? Zachary?
Zachary.
Zachary and Zully Zuko.
Zachary Zuko.
And Zully Zuko. Share a zebra. And Alana, what would you do if you were that? If you were you? You would tell your sisters.
If I was Zully, I would plant the seed, as Jake said. Just
you don't ever like sit your sister down and say, what the fuck are you doing with this
guy? Because then he'll feel threatened and he'll be mad and just it, and also whenever you like do that, like if you like force your sibling to do anything, they sometimes they rebel and stay with the person just because they're angry about
it. Right. That's I think that usually happens when it comes from parents.
Right.
People like to rebel against parents. I don't know if they rebel against friends or siblings.
I don't know. It's a question mark. What would you do, Amir?
I think I would tell him if it's truly an awful woman. I would be like, you know, she's a bad woman. But I'm like overly, I'm bluntly honest. Sometimes it's not in a good way. But I would be like, this is a bad person.
Right.
But I feel like I've said that to friends.
Yeah. It's interesting. If it was us, like if you told me that somebody I loved was a really shitty person, I feel like it would mean a lot more because now we're older. And when we're with someone, it's like potentially a life mate.
Oh, it means something.
This guy is a senior in high school. So.
Oh, he's a senior in high school?
Yeah.
Dude. Break up with this girl, you have so much more life to live. Oh, that's my true. Gosh.
I don't care who's in love. If you're a senior in high school, break up.
Yeah, like, with this girl.
We're not even talking to the guy. We're talking to the guy's brother.
Well, to Zachary Zuko, you're fucking up. Break up with this girl and find someone that makes you happy. And then she'll find someone that makes her happy. And
you know, it's
life goes on.
You know, it's awkward. What's the cool way to say awkward? Is it Oxford? Is it ox? Ox. You know, it's ox. Have you ever
Why did you think it might be Oxford?
How old are you, Amir?
That's just something 49. That you want to be cool.
Is it Oxford?
What's the cool way to say awkward? Oxford?
You know what's cool, Beans?
I am holding a toothpick.
Yeah, what's the bananas pajamas these days?
The bananas pajamas is when somebody breaks up with someone and then you're like, oh, thank God I hated that person. And then they get back together. Has that ever happened to you guys? That's like, oh, yeah.
No, that hasn't happened to me, but that seems like a very treacherous situation.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's most likely...
Oh, dear God. I am so sorry. That's a FaceTime request on my computer.
Wow. Who's trying to FaceTime you?
Ben. Oh. Who's been a guest on this podcast before.
Oh.
Schwartzy?
Yeah.
Hey,
oh,
buddy.
My God. Ben Schwartz. Yeah. Hell yeah. Fuck with him. Yeah, that is awkward.
That is weird. All right, let's move on. Let's go to the next question. Do you have another
name?
Yeah, another
name. We should have answered that, by the way. That would have been fun for the podcast.
Should we? Should we call him back?
Maybe.
All right. But if this isn't funny,
we'll edit it out.
All right. It's calling. Hey, we're recording a podcast.
Ugh, God, is this a trap?
It's not a trap, but I am still recording just in case something funny happens. No pressure.
Wait, let me play music that's probably not allowed. Who's the guest?
Alana Haim.
Oh, Alana Haim.
Hi, Ben.
You guys have never met.
Wait, turn us.
Let's meet over the podcast.
All right.
Hi, Ben.
This is
how I like it.
Weirdo, hey!
Hi!
Yeah, you hold the mic towards Ben. Hey, buddy!
Sorry, buddy. Can you push Jake out of the way real quick?
Sure. I'll leave on my own.
How are you?
This is such a real moment. I hope we're capturing it.
Guys, I've been listening to James Brown all day. All day.
And all day.
I'm literally just trying to find this song. What did I interrupt? What was that? Wait, does this mean we can't get dinner, guys?
We can, but we have another half hour to record.
All right, I got it. Put this on, and then let's go get dinner, and by the time this album finishes, we'll come back.
God, this is putting me under so much pressure.
There's no video, right?
This is no video. You are playing a song into a FaceTime that I'm recording onto a...
So, 2015.
All right, guys. So let's do one question. Did we do a question yet?
Oh, you want to try to answer one right now?
Sure.
This is so 2015 that we're doing a FaceTime.
Look at Jake trying to fucking get a picture of this. What a scumbag.
Wait, Ben, how was the fight in Vegas?
I like that we both struck the same pose.
It was just too much. It was excess of everything.
Yeah.
Let's do a question.
All right. We're going to actually try to... I'll ask it, and then we'll all weigh in, all right? Hey, chumps. My name is... Ben, do you have a name?
Right there. Yeah. Ben, what's the name?
Do you have a name for us?
Oh, what's the name for this person? Is it a guy or a girl?
Guy.
What's your favorite baby name for your future baby?
Alana, you say the first part. You say the first name, and I'll say the last name.
Oh, but I already gave my future baby name.
This one can be your enemy's name.
My enemy? Oh, jeez. I'm not going to put that on a podcast. Here, I'll give my next future baby name is Maurice.
Horace?
Horace.
That's right. She said Horace. Horace Grant.
Horace?
All right. Maurice, like Mo. Listen. Maurice.
Oh, Maurice. Okay, Maurice. That changes my name totally, by the way. All right, first name Maurice. Just got a huge text message, guys. First name Maurice, last name Mittenbottom. All right.
Maurice Mittenbottom writes, hey, chumps, my name is and I am a huge fan. I said his name. Hey, chumps, my name is Maurice Mittenbottom, and I'm a huge fan. I'm a freshman at film school and an aspiring comedy writer and comedian. I pride myself on being a nice guy and being funny. About 2 months ago, I got my first girlfriend. She is really cool and was also my first kiss, and I lost my virginity with her. I really like her, but the problem is...
Lead with that, Jack.
I really like her, but the problem is she doesn't think that I'm funny, which is weird because almost everybody I know laughs at my jokes and tells me I'm funny. No matter how hard I try, I cannot make her laugh. And not only that, she often tells me that I'm not funny, even though everybody else will laugh at my jokes. As somebody who wants to be a comedian, I really like to make people laugh, and I get depressed when people don't think I'm funny. My question is, should I break up with her, or do I talk to her about it? Even though if I do, that she will only be fake laughing at my jokes from now on. Thanks, Maurice Mittenbacher.
Mittenbottom.
Mittenbottom, Mittenbacher.
Idiot.
Mittenbacher's a stupid name. What are you, crazy?
I know how to answer this question.
Go ahead.
For sure. This girl is definitely negging him.
What?
Do you guys know what a neg is?
Yeah, but I did not think that was what was happening.
Really? I think she's totally negging him. For sure.
What do you mean? How? She already goes out with him.
Well, no, she goes out with him. Okay, first of all, the second you start going out with someone, you need to like keep it spicy always.
Wow, I did not know that.
Gotta keep the spice happening.
I feel like number one, as soon as I start going out with someone, the spice is gone.
No, it always needs to be spicy. The thing is, this girl also kind of sounds hilarious. This girl is fucking funny too. I'm down. I fuck with this girl. She's like telling the dude like you're not funny when he's like trying to be a comedian. It's a total neg. It's like a textbook neg.
Wow.
Can I ask you a series of questions, Alana? Real quick?
Ask me a series of questions.
First of all, when is your t-shirt line that says always keep it spicy coming out? Second of all, what does it mean to keep it spicy?
Like just, well, first of all, I feel like when people get into a relationship, the reason why they break up is because it's like, it gets boring. You want to see, go on an adventure in greener pastures. It's just like the spice is gone and you always need to keep it spicy. And my mom always said you always have to be with a guy that likes you a little bit more than you like him.
Whoa.
So yeah, my mom's a fucking G. That's why. And so I feel like this girl, he's like, that's like the challenge. She's challenging him constantly because he really wants to be funny to her, and she's
She could have gone too far with the neg then.
I mean, she is going pretty far with the neg, but I mean, if
you're
going
to neg, you can't swing for the – like, she's going right to the core of this guy's soul.
I need to know how long they've been dating and the exact jokes he's been telling, because maybe he's just not funny.
I don't know. I think he's probably funny. If he wants to – I mean, I don't know. You guys are the comedians. I feel
if all of his friends say he's funny.
If all of his friends say he's funny. I just think this girl is, like, trying to keep him on his toes.
They've been dating for 2 months.
Oh, they've been dating for 2 months?
Oh, yeah, that's part two. Part two, though, is that if you lost your virginity to her, you might as well break up because you won't marry her. There's no need to, like, stay together with her.
Not necessarily. This is, yeah, it is very 1950s of him. But, like, losing your virginity to someone is a very powerful thing. I feel like they should stick around. It should, the reason for breaking up should not be because she doesn't, she keeps telling me I'm not funny. That's weird.
That's, if a girl found me not funny at all, I don't understand how I would be with her.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's also because we come from comedy backgrounds, so it's like our job. It's like someone telling you you're bad at music or something like that.
Right. Could you be, that's a perfect example, Ben.
And we have to go to to go to commercial break, but thank you so much for asking it.
No, ask, answer.
Could you be with somebody that thought you sucked at music?
That is true. Probably not. But the thing is like, it depends on if I respected the person that I was with, like, music taste. Because, like, if I was dating a person, like, their favorite band was, like, Slipknot or Orgy or, like,
both those bands rule.
And
Fred Durst actually fucking kills it.
Yeah. Literally.
He was crazy on that podcast. I have one more, or on that documentary. I have one more thing to say.
Yes.
Okay. I think that she's probably playing with him a little bit. I also think that she thinks that he obviously cares about it a lot, right? Being funny. If he listens to the podcast and stuff like that, then he's probably into comedy. So,
but the thing is also maybe because, like, sometimes when I'm with my friends, they, like, say stupid jokes that, like, make everybody laugh, and, like, everyone laughs at them, and, like, maybe she's just, like, getting used to, like, being around him, and, like, as her, like, go-to, she's like, oh my god, stop it, you're not being funny, like,
yeah,
maybe it's just,
I think,
like,
that's happened to me
nervous.
Before like Ben,
how much nicer could it be if she just didn't say anything? Like, if she, why would she call him out on it over and over again, especially if he knows it hurts his feelings?
Well, she doesn't know that it hurts his feelings. I don't think she knows.
Oh yeah,
yet.
So there's a middle ground before breaking up with someone. You just say, "Hey, when you tell me I'm not funny, it makes me sad."
Yeah, maybe she thinks it's like a joke to her. Maybe she thinks like, "Oh, he thinks it's funny when I say he's not funny."
So part one is she does something that makes him sad, and then part two is he says, "This makes me sad." And part three is if she changes, then that's good, and their relationship can move forward. But if she doesn't, if she still hurts his feelings, then he should break up with her.
Right. I think it's an egg. If I were you, I would keep going.
Ben, would you date someone who didn't find you funny?
I would date someone, as long as they get what is funny. I don't care if they think that I'm great or anything, but if they get, like, if they understand that Arrested Development is funny, or Larry Sanders Show is funny, or, like, the UK Office is funny, then it's fine. If we can watch,
what does that hurt your feelings
together,
even more then? If, like, all of the formative comedy that you loved, she thought was amazing, but she thought you were bad, so you knew that she had, like,
I mean, I can't imagine I would date someone that if they hated me, like, if they're like, oh, you're, I mean.
Yeah, if they thought you were funny, you're
the greatest thing in the world. I don't need them to think I'm like the best. I just, but like, what do you mean? Like, they come, this woman comes home and is like, "You're terrible. You're terrible at a comedy."
None of the jokes you say are good.
That would be a blow, I think. To hear that every day would be very negative.
So, what would you do?
I'd probably marry her.
See, it's working.
Holy shit.
It's a neg. The neg works.
Who is this girl? I'm super into her.
The neg works. I'm telling you.
I feel like the neg works maybe at the beginning, but then if you don't open up and show who you really are, I would. I also hate games. That shit drives me crazy.
Okay, you say you hate games, but 100% if you were in a relationship that didn't have games, you'd get bored as fuck and move on. Games is what makes people spicy. That's too spicy.
Ben, have you kept it spicy?
That's one of the t-shirts. Games is what makes people spicy.
I don't know how spicy I've kept it. I thought I was keeping it spicy, but I feel like the best relationships I've been in are the ones that we don't have any games.
Yeah, but there's games in the beginning. There's no way you can be a relationship without games, 100%. I've never been in a relationship where there's not, like, a little bit of a game.
Even if it's just mild spice.
Yeah, even if it's
oh, really?
Picante.
Remember that Spice Girl, Mild Spice? She was sort of average looking. She was a librarian.
Spice?
Yeah.
Sure. That don't make sense.
So, Jake, can you date someone who didn't find you funny?
No, that's everything that I am.
I would agree with that. That is everything that I am.
She's a stupid idiot because I'm the funniest guy in the world. I'm Jake Hurwitz, damn it. Where's Laura Hurwitz, my mom?
Don't fucking talk about my mother.
Hey, your mom and I emailed, had an email chain last week.
And I'm still not cool with that.
I got tickets to my show that was sold out, and then she bailed on me.
She had a long flight. That's the neg.
Your mom.
Shit, my mom's keeping it spicy.
Your mom is totally keeping it spicy.
Alana, could you date someone that you didn't find you funny?
Funny. I mean, I'm hilarious, so they would just not have humor.
Yeah,
but,
wouldn't exist.
No, I think he should just tell her, like, do you actually not find me funny, or is this like a weird vibe that you're putting out? And then
they didn't like your music? What if they heard your albums and were like, I do not like this?
In the beginning, I'd be like fine with it. I'd be like, whatever, like everyone has taste, but yeah, it would definitely fuck me up inside. And I don't think the relationship would last, but I think like, I don't think he should like abandon this chick just yet. I feel like they can maybe work it out a little bit. I don't 100% agree that she's like completely doesn't find him funny. There's no way. I think, as I said before, it's the neg. That's another show.
Keeping it spicy.
All right, thanks, Ben. I hope this really worked.
Let's get dinner in a little bit.
Let's get dinner.
Wait, you guys aren't going to be done. I have a show at 9:30. Are you going to be done in the next little bit or no?
Yeah, we'll be done in like 15, 20 minutes.
Let's go to your show.
Where are you? You guys can come to my show. How far away are you in your new... Which area of this city are you in?
Hancock Park.
Yeah, we're in the place that's close to you.
I was going to say, you're in a place that's far... That house looks way too nice for you to be living in.
Don't be fooled. It's not a nice house.
Is that cool?
What's that?
Can I say one more thing before I go?
Yeah. Ben Schwartz, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks,
Yay,
Ben. We'll talk to you soon.
Ben Schwartz.
All right, let's take a break, and then we'll come right back. We'll try to answer one more question, if that's okay with you.
I'm super down.
Tight. Jake, will you face it?
Face what?
There's not good ways to borrow money when you need it.
Yeah, I agree. It's a tough thing to do.
Friends, family, credit card companies, traditional bank loans, you really do have to pick your poison. But now, with a low fixed rate loan from Prosper.com, there is a better way.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. You can borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days and use the money for just about anything you desire. You can pay off a high rate credit card, fix up the house, or even put it into your business. You know the house that you have?
I don't have a house.
All right. Well, either way, Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest in you. So don't rack up more debt on your credit card. Pay them off with Prosper. And you know, you can check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit. You can go to prosper.com/ifiwereyou. And now, for a limited time, listeners to the show get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest loan. So you don't just get $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days. You'll also, in addition to the $35,000 loan, get a $50 Visa gift card. In case you needed $35,000 and $50, which is a little bit more.
A cherry on top of the sundae there,
exactly,
huh?
Exactly right.
Very intriguing. Go to
prosper.com/ifiwereyou. That's prosper.com/ifiwereyou. Let's get back to the show. Yep. I'm excited about it.
That's a good one.
All right, we're back.
Whoop, whoop. You're on air with Jake and Amir and Alana Haim as a guest.
Nice.
You have a very soothing voice. You could do the intro every single time.
Really? Should I? Will you guys hire me?
I guess you already have a pretty good job being in a famous band, but still.
Yeah. If people don't know who you are, how can I describe who you are for everybody listening? Because there's a lot of people listening that might not have heard of your band.
Gosh, I don't know. You're asking me to describe myself?
Mm-hmm. You're in a band?
I am a young 23-year-old healthy woman.
Yeah.
I have long brown hair and blue eyes.
That's all true.
And I love to party.
This is such a cool Tinder bio.
Yeah. You're on a limited date.
If you're interested, at babyheim.
On
hit
what?
Me up.
On Twitter?
Twitter.
Instagram.
On the tweets and the Instagrams.
I'm also
in a band called Haim. We play some sick, sweet tunes.
Your band is kind of a big deal.
Are we?
Yes. Like, you were on SNL, which is a big deal.
We were on SNL, which was a big D.
You're opening up for Taylor Swift this summer, which is kind of huge. You're going to be playing in front of a football stadium filled with people.
Three times in a row.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty nutso pants.
Nominated for a Grammy?
Yep.
This is all kind of big deal universe.
You guys are making me feel super good. I'm like, walk out of here. I feel like super confident.
The opposite of a neg.
Yeah. This is so great.
What are you guys working on now?
We are working on our second record, and we're going to go on tour with Taylor in like a month and a half.
Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay, my baby love.
All that you've worked on so far has amassed to one album.
Yes. Well, we've been a band for, we're almost at our eighth year anniversary.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. So we've been a band for 8 years, but we released our record in 2013.
Okay.
And so now we got to release another one, do it all again.
And
you only have one record?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like someone who's not like super in tune in music, it's hard to like keep track. Like I don't know when records come out. I just hear songs on the radio. Like I hear Taylor Swift songs now and Taylor Swift songs 2 years ago, and I don't like say, "Oh, that one's from that record, this one's from this record." But that is how like musicians
That's
delineate
how the people in the music
in
industry, yeah. like me.
So you can't go on tour until you make another record and then you perform those songs.
Right. I mean, you can go on tour whenever you want, but it's better if you have something to like promote. You have new material.
Right. AKA songs.
When is your next album coming out?
We don't know. We're just in the writing stages right now. So it's kind of like it's all happening. We want to put out a really good second record.
Why? It doesn't matter. I mean,
you know, I was a big fan of your first record before I even knew you.
Really?
Yeah.
Jake
liked The Wire.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like Pray to God?
I think my favorite song when I first found you guys was Fall. No, Don't Save Me, maybe.
Don't Save Me is a fan favorite.
I just heard Don't Save Me at CPK the other day.
No way. I thought, was it Falling or was it? Was it Don't Save Me?
Don't Save Me. Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. I love CPK. That's like a dream come true. Was it in the valley?
Wait, wait, wait. How does Falling go?
Now I'm falling into the fire.
What do the verses sound like?
I give a little into the
moon. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I like Falling a lot too.
It's a good one.
And now do The Wire.
Rouch, ba-doom.
Yeah. Dear Neil.
Oh my god, ew, you're such a fangirl. You know all my guitar lines. Do you wanna, is your audition
do you need a little doo-doo-doos, guys?
Yeah. I think we were really looking for a scat man for but that's rad. Thanks for listening to my tunes, y'all.
Catchy tunes.
Thank you.
And the one on the radio right now.
Pray to God with Calvin Harris.
No big deal.
NBD. Whatever. I love Calvin.
He's just a tall, good-looking dude, I guess.
He is a tall, good-looking dude.
Well, but that's like, being tall and hot only gets you so far.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he's like nothing talented. Except for being like, yeah, but then he's like, all he is tall, hot, talented, and he's rich.
Yeah, but
I
is
know,
he
right?
smart?
He's a genius.
So he's a smart, rich genius that's
but what
talented
is he beyond
and hot.
That? Does he do anything charitable?
Yeah. Like,
oh,
does
yeah,
he, get...
he does that all the time. He's
okay, so he's a hot,
around...
rich, tall, humanitarian that's charitable and smart.
He's pretty much the perfect man.
Okay, fine. You're making us feel like shit.
Does he have a podcast?
He does.
He does not have a podcast.
Which
there
makes him
go.
Even better than us.
There does he stay? Go. Does he have the master bedroom?
Oh, yeah. Does he stay in the master?
He does have a master bedroom.
Does he sleep in it, though?
Yes, he does.
Or does he have to share it with his roommate?
No, actually.
How many roommates does he have?
Yeah.
Like, I split a three-bedroom apartment. How many bedrooms is his apartment?
I actually have zero idea, but I'm going to be completely honest. I think he might be better than you, Jake.
Better than me in what regard?
Because I'm worried that you'll say something like he's...
Like, don't say in general. Of course, I am with you in terms of he's a better musician. 100% agree. Pound it out.
Pound it. 100%.
He's a better musician than me, but who's... But keep in mind that I have never even... What kind of music does he do?
He does. He's like a DJ producer.
Like, I've never even tried to be a DJ. So we don't know 100% for sure if he's better than me at that.
Right.
Because I might give it a shot and I could be a prodigy.
I mean, we should try it out later.
And who's taller?
He is like 6'5".
And I'm 6 foot. I'm like 6 feet, but I've never stood back to back to him. So we're not exactly
right.
sure.
He's like a basketball player. I hate to bring it to you guys, but he's actually hilarious.
How big is his dick, though?
I would not know that information.
That's awesome.
That's
Thank you so much
about.
For coming on our show. All right.
These are all, you guys are really trying to get like some views on this podcast, like Alana Haim.
Yeah. Thoughts on
on Calvin Harris.
Jake and I are going to Australia. We're doing live shows there. You love Australia.
I love Australia.
So let me tell you where we're going.
Okay, tell me.
We have tickets still available for Brisbane and Sydney, Adelaide and Perth. And our Melbourne show is sold out.
Woo! I love Melbourne. I love all those cities. Yeah. I did a festival called Laneway Festival. I also did Splendor in the Grass in Sydney. And Australia is always fun. Everyone loves to party. Everyone's happy. They're all beautiful and tan and lovely. It's all good.
So if hopefully we get to see a lot of those people if they come to our
show. The lovely tan ones are the ones that I'm interested in.
Yeah. As long as they're lovely. Fun.
And you're going, wait, when?
That's great. Great question. June 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, and 14th.
So is it winter there when you're
It's like the end of fall.
Oh.
Fall.
Yeah, there you go. You're going to have so much fun. I'm so jelly beans.
So
much love for Australia.
Great. Well, thanks for giving the heads up. And we doubly appreciate you going on Australian radio shows with us to promote the tour.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. It's going to be super fun that we're going together.
You said... your band is more popular in Australia than it is in America?
I don't know if it is for sure, but I'll never forget we played like a festival. We hadn't even released a record yet, and we brought our parents on tour with us to Australia because they had never been, and we played Splendor in the Grass, and we walked out, and the crowd, I've never seen a crowd go crazier. Like,
that's amazing.
Literally, like, I thought that Justin Bieber was, like, behind me. Like, I literally, like, stopped and, like, looked behind me to see, like, what celebrity is behind me that everyone's freaking out about. And the fact that they were going crazy for our band, like, my mom started hysterically crying. I think that was, like, the first time that my parents were, like, you're actually doing something. Like, they didn't really think that we were successful before that moment, and then that happened, and it was rad.
I can't wait for that to happen to us.
I want to make my mom cry.
You do make her cry a lot,
but for a good reason.
Oh yeah, I guess that's the difference. Anything else? Oh, we have a show in LA on Friday. May 8th, Friday,
and where?
At the Hollywood Improv. There might still be tickets available to that.
Can I get a ticket?
We'll put you on the list.
Yeah, for sure. We'll give you half off tickets.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Actually, could you bring Calvin?
I'd love for him to
open. Is that a dumbass request?
Of course.
I just want to compare us to each other.
Right.
How many push-ups can he do?
You want to see how
he's very
great
fit.
But is he in good shape?
Have you seen the Armani ads?
No, but this is what I don't even like. He's in an Armani ad, and like, I've never even been approached by Giorgio.
Giorgio.
Giorgio Armani, motherfucker.
I know. That's his first name.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's not fair. You can't compare me and Calvin Harris because he's been in Giorgio Armani ads and I haven't.
Right, then. I know. But
so what do you compare?
I'm just saying that there's a reason why he's in Giorgio Armani
ads. I don't follow.
All right. We are already long, but we want to answer one more question.
Yeah,
we only have Alana for so long. So let's get to the one last question real quick. You don't have to go anywhere, do you?
No.
Just a dinner with Ben.
Just Ben and Calvin.
Just a date with Ben.
Calvin and Hobbs.
What? Oh, we were planning on coming.
No.
We could sit at a different table. All right. What's this guy's name?
Let's give him the name... Shmuelo.
Oh, that's almost my middle name.
Do you know Amir's middle name?
No.
It's Shmuel.
Oh, Shmuel.
That's the correct
We call response. Him Shmoo-moo around here.
Shmoo-moo?
Yeah. There are three different bedrooms here. There's the master bedroom, and then there's Shmoo-moo's room. And then the third is a guest bedroom.
Shmoo-moo's room sounds like a TV show from like Nick at Night.
Yeah.
It's a ride. Snake. It's also a ride Snake. At Universal Studios.
Shmoo-moo's room.
Check out Shmoo-moo's room. Halloween Horror Nights. All right. Dear guys, I'm emailing you because I have commitment issues. I've been with my current girlfriend for 6 years, and it seems to be going well. The only thing is I plan to start a family, and I feel like I'm just wasting everyone's time at this point. She has a lot of arm hair, a mustache, a kind of misshapen ass. Plus, she barely has a grasp on the English language. I would have ended it sooner, but she kept sleeping with me, the coy diva. And it's hard to stop it when you can get it for nothing. Am I right, Jake? Ha! She's not the kind of girl I want as my wife or the mother of my children, but my dick has a stranglehold on my brain. Should I try to change her or break it off? love, Shmuala. What did you call him?
Shmoo-moo?
Shmuel. We can say Shmuel.
Shmolo?
Shmoo-moo.
All right, Shmoo-moo-moo. This guy's talking so casually about a girl that he's been with for 6 years.
Yeah. Wait, I've got commitment issues.
Wait, he's been with her for 6 years. I didn't catch that. 6 years?
Yeah.
And he also says that he has commitment issues.
That's the opposite.
I guess that is an issue with commitment. Like, you've overcommitted to somebody that you don't like.
Why is he only, like, shouting you out with the...
Because I'm sort of an asshole womanizer piece of shit.
Oh,
garbage
are
man.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that vibe from you when I walked in.
Really? How about now?
I don't know. Maybe. The tide is turning.
Don't you guys get this feeling from people, or this general trend is your first relationship lasts way, 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 way too long, and then your next one is like, oh, I pretty much know right off the bat.
Oh, yeah. That's what dating, not entirely what dating is, but a big part of it is like, learning your preferences and what kind of things you can compromise on.
Yeah, this guy seems to have hashtag first girlfriend problems, which is a girl that fucked him. She was so, sorry, shtupped him.
Shtupped.
He was so happy about it. And now 6 years later, he's I don't like this person.
I take issue with him like appealing to my sense of thinking with your dick, because like for 6 years, it's not like, that's not sexy that you're getting laid at that point. There's nothing like, oh man, my dick's the boss of me. No, that's not true.
This is one level above being a virgin, is having the same girlfriend
for
six
years.
Years?
I and keep getting it for free. You get it for free everywhere.
It's always just free.
I mean, I guess not always, but it definitely should be.
I am a firm believer that if you're not happy, you should just move on.
That is a good general piece of advice for anything.
Yeah.
If you're no longer happy. But what about if you've invested so much time in someone, you're no longer happy. You're like, but maybe working on it will make me happy in the long run.
The thing is, if you're if after 6 years and you're not, I mean, he's like really calling her out in this email with the arm hair and the
misshapen ass. Yeah, I think is an unforgivable offense.
It does.
On her part.
Such an asshole. I think that's a dick move to like call her out on like her physical features. Like, honestly, the thing that I worry about is if you're unhappy with someone, usually that leads to cheating and lying and all that stuff. I feel like there's a point in time where you just kind of have to, if you're not happy, life is too short and you got to just kind of move on.
There you have it. Jake, what's your bit of advice?
I'll steal that. If you're not happy, life's, what did you say?
Life's too short.
Sorry, I'm high.
What's the shirt?
Keep it spicy.
He's mentioned that he's not attracted to three parts of her physically.
Mm-hmm.
And also that she doesn't speak English.
Yeah.
So I wonder what's good aside from the fact that she lets him put his penis in her. And if she knew what he said and thought about her,
she would break up with him.
Wouldn't let him put his penis in her.
All right, so
I say this chick should break up with him.
Yeah. You don't have the girlfriend you deserve.
Yeah, break up with Shmoo-moo.
All right, so break it off.
Girl.
Our advice is to play this part of the podcast for your girlfriend.
Yeah.
So she sees what kind of an asshole you are.
Straight up.
Would you say break it off like that Taylor Swift song?
You mean shake it off?
Oh, no.
Wow. Break it off.
That's a different song.
Yep. Yeah.
Dan.
I say break it off.
All right, cool.
And shake it off.
In that order.
Yeah.
Alana, do you have anything to promote? You are broadcasting to what could be 100,000 very impressionable teenagers.
Or it could be... Four.
Yeah, we don't know. That's the beauty
be
of the
parents.
Stats.
We're actually not recording.
Your mic is not plugged in.
Interesting. What to promote? I want to promote Love and...
Oh, that's beautiful. Your new album, Love. Yeah. Coming out.
This is the nicest thing anybody's ever promoted on the podcast.
I want to promote Love
Peace, actually.
And my
love
Twitter
and
account.
Love, Peace, and at Babyheim.
At Babyheim on all forms of social media.
No, I'm a big Jake and Amir fan. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, gosh.
Also, did JJ Redick ever tweet back at you?
JJ Redick never tweeted me back, and I'm really bummed about it. But I have a feeling that if the Clippers win the next game, I'm going to tweet at JJ again, and maybe he'll shine some light on.
I think that's a good. I think that's a good thing to look.
Maybe we can ask people to retweet you. That way, it's like less easy.
Yeah, anyone listening to this podcast, everyone tweet at JJ Redick saying, "Please I think it's
respond
at,
to baby
I think it's at JJ Redick. I think that's it. Do at JJ Redick, comma, at Babyheim loves you. Let's be friends.
That's not that too much to ask.
So little to ask.
I don't think it's too much to ask that our friends should be friends with JJ Redick.
Yeah.
That's I'm just trying to like get some like floor seats at Clippers games.
It's not that big of a deal. All right. Thanks, Alana, for coming on the show.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And thanks to you guys for listening. If you have your own questions, go to email ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We also open and close every episode with an original theme song. The opening one was by Sam G. And this last one is by Daryl Thomas. So thanks, Sam G. Thanks, Daryl Thomas. Thanks, Alana.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You should come back. You were good.
I will come back.
Yeah, okay, cool. Maybe bring your sisters.
I will.
All right, cool. Thank you. Maybe you can... No, it's stupid. Calvin is... All right, we'll talk about it after the show. Thanks so much. Bye.
Not bragging much, dude.
Call it the bragging dragon. She spit fire and self-aggrandizing. The bragging dragon. I should call you Brandon.
Yo. Brandon.
Yo.
Brandon.
As a bragging dragon.
Like a marketing boy. Not from a guy, from a guy.
No.
Brandon you as a bragging dragon.
Low job money in.
Brandon you as a bragging dragon.
Low job money in.
Brandon you as a bragging dragon.
Low job money in.
All right. Let's get started.
Pussy. 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 Pussy.